was like, there's this whole freaking pre-conversation.
Whenever we leave in. See, I know, just leave it in, because then it looks like we're live and just like we're getting set up for the Patreon, which we don't have set up yet. And I'm pretty sure our guest is off camera because she's shy.
She is, but that's okay.
But our guest is Corey. She can wave her hand out there in front of the camera.
She'll just be a disembodied voice for most of
it. And future notice to all other guests, she brought snacks. There's Entenmann cookies, 2 boxes. She brought beer. She bought
I'm a big fan of the cornbread.
Brought cornbread and dip and chips.
Cornbread.
So for future guests, James, Morgan, Keish, Brandon, Izzo, Stephanie, who should be here but is late, bring food. Bring snacks.
So inconsiderate.
I know. Bring bring snackies when you come on. That's how you get on my good graces, bring me snackies. So we're playing the Battlefield Open Beta, which I've had downloaded all week, and I have not played it yet.
Well, not like you had time.
No, this is the first time, except for like my 5 minutes playing Madden the other night. It's the first time I've touched a controller since... since like last Wednesday. It's been like a week and a half since I played a video game.
I don't think I've ever seen you get that pissed over a video game. Dude,
I don't know what it is about the new Madden. I wasn't even playing on all Madden mode yet. I was practicing. I was getting ready. I was hyping
myself
up.
He's trying to get a feel for it. Get back into the swing
of
things.
And oh my god, everybody's dropping every pass. Just wide open drop.
It's like every single player on the team for you was Robert Griffin III.
God damn it. Just a failure in life.
I hope you enjoy Cleveland.
No, fuck
sorry,
you.
Sorry, Dolph.
Yeah, Dolph, we know you're a big fan of our podcast and our wrestling show. What's it called, Nelson?
Armbar!
But where you're from, Dolph, Cleveland, it's the toilet bowl.
Oh, did you switch to a nerdy shirt? Now I feel like I got to go do that.
No, you're all right. You can switch to a nerdy shirt when we do our thing.
Okay.
All right. Join squad. I'm just doing this. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm not even taking time.
Is this the one that had...
I'm going to go in the tank. Am I going to be in the tank? I'm in a fucking tank!
That's the victory? Yeah, I tried it.
Except, I don't know... Oh, man, this is going to suck, because I don't know who I'm... Oh,
don't flip the tank, man!
This is World War I, so this is one of those tanks. Oh, man, I don't have much...
This is one of those tanks. Thanks. That what?
Oh!
That Josh
did you just
flip
fire
over?
At me? Yeah, he did fire at me.
I would say, can you pass me a coaster, but you're busy.
I'm busy. Tank warfare!
Alright, so looking at the docket... And since you guys got enough of our pre-conversation, Gran Turismo Sport delayed. Ah, I haven't played Gran Turismo since like 3, I think.
Oh, I can switch which like thing I'm piloting. That's kind of cool.
How many are there?
What was the last one? 6.
So this would be the 7th.
Yeah,
it
would be the 7th one. I'm not surprised.
And I'm dead.
I'm not surprised about that either. I'm not surprised that Gran Turismo is being delayed, because how long ago did the last one come out?
A long time
ago. Yeah, exactly. Every time I hear about Gran Turismo, just in general, it's like, it's been delayed. And this is one of those games that's supposed to be like one of the definitive...
Oh no! Why did I spawn by a fucking tank?
You get all the different types of cars and everything, and... I mean, it's a fun game. Like, the mechanics are supposed to be super realistic. But it's also a PlayStation exclusive. Like, for me, if I were into racing games, I would have to play Microsoft's equivalent, which is Forza. Which, you know, like, I haven't played Gran Turismo in a very long time, so I don't remember what it plays like. I probably would enjoy Forza better.
Oh, yeah.
Josh. You died immediately! What are you doing? Talk about Gran Turismo for a little bit.
He just wants to show people what it looks like when you die.
Nope,
I was trying to do a trick, but I didn't realize I was pointing at the ground, not them.
Trying to do a trick. I was just trying to fly, and I switched between combat, like the cockpit. Oh my god, that was just terrible.
I don't think you're supposed to do that in midair.
No, but it looked kind of cool.
I'm sure it did from the outside. Oh, that guy did it too! Well, apparently in World War I, no one could fly planes, so they just fall out of the sky.
Yes, yeah. It'd be great if I'd have taken someone with me. Gran Turismo. So, I used to be really into Gran Turismo. And then they kept delaying Gran Turismo 5 for the PS3.
Oh, yeah.
Which was irritating. And that's when I discovered Forza. And I was like, this is a lot more fun. Because Forza is pretty realistic.
Just different, somewhat different mechanics, right?
Yeah. And it's just more fun. And then I finally got tired of waiting on Gran Turismo.
The last bastion of something to play on your PlayStation 3s. Oh, jeez. You did not make it very far there.
No.
Is that the guy that killed you?
Yeah, I guess.
Some guy behind you?
Yep. Let me get my airplane back. Let's try this airplane thing again.
You're going to crash it into him.
If I have to. Okay, cool. I can shoot from this.
Oh, man.
I'm steering with the right stick? I don't like that.
Dude, you're already giving me a headache with that.
I know.
That is the ground.
Weird to look at.
I don't Josh, that's the ground! That's the ground!
Pull up! Pull up!
That's the ground! That is not the sky.
That guy's on my team.
You know what would be cool for one of these games, Josh?
Oh, no.
Oh, not that. Oh, man. You better land that bitch.
I am fucking Snoopy.
Snoopy doesn't crash like that.
Why do you steer the plane with the right thumbstick, game?
That's weird.
Like, the left does nothing when you're in the plane.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't even call for, like, assistance? Can't even call for Mayday?
I'm gonna spawn on that guy. I don't even know, dude.
Oh, man. I like how you spawned out of that guy's boots.
Yup. Why do I keep getting a machine gun? I don't have a fucking machine gun. I want an F1. Or M1, I mean.
It's a good thing I actually know your code.
Yup.
Alright. Next on the docket, because there's only so much we can really talk about with Gran Turismo.
It's delayed. It's never coming out. Wait for the PS5.
Surprise, surprise.
I know, wait for the
delayed.
PS5. Yeah.
Speaking of Sony, PS4 Neo leaked?
Yeah, check ClashOfNerds.com for those leaks.
Yeah.
The leaked photos.
Yeah, I saw a few. Ooh, damn it. I saw a few of those pictures. What do you think of that?
It just looks like they chopped the top. I don't know. It doesn't look great.
Yeah, it looked, to me, it kind of looked like,
you know, this should have been the drunk gaming every time we fucking die.
Jeez.
20 minutes later.
Yeah.
Game over.
Let me see if I can switch to my loadout. I don't like using the machine gun.
I think that guy's about to bayonet the shit out of you. Yep. Look at him.
No, what the fuck are you doing? And that guy's on my team.
What a dick. But yeah, but back to the PS4... I did see some of the pictures. To me, actually,
the fuck is going on, beta?
It's being a beta and sucking.
There we go.
The design kind of looks like someone at Sony who's in charge of designing like the console look saw the Xbox One S and was like, "Oh, let me try to make the PS4 look like that." But, you know, not do it very well. What do you say, Josh?
I don't know. I mean, I gotta wait to see the specs on the Neo. I'm still waiting on Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Alright, dude, with the machine gun, way to shoot people. You dipshit. I'm not liking this game so far.
I can see that. I probably wasn't going to be getting this game anyway. Because I can play an Overwatch, I can play a Gears. Anything that has to deal with a historical setting, I'm not really a fan of. Just because, people that play these games tend to just be able to carry over their skill. And they've, like a lot of these people, have been like playing these games for years. So I'm just not good enough to hang. I'll just get, you know, killed as soon as I spawn, or get run over by that train that's not moving that Josh is behind.
Alright, we got people in the train now. We got this. We got this train all filled up, and I'm on the cannon. Halfway there, the enemy has the upper hand. All right, the enemy has the upper hand. Not for long, because we got a fucking train.
Watch those power line poles.
Oh, I just missed that son of a bitch.
He did not get missed by the cannons behind you.
Nope.
I was like, I think you better aim on something else.
I was like, I set him up, he knocked him down.
Alrighty. Moving on, because we're not really impressed by PS4 or Neo.
Nah. What do you think, Corey?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Good choice.
Sony's putting out a second version of the PlayStation 4 that has a slightly different design. Possibly different specs, but we don't know because the specs haven't been released, right?
Right.
And it's...
They'll be released next week.
Essentially, you see the PlayStation 4 right there?
Yeah.
It's thinner, and it looks kind of weird compared to that PlayStation 4, which that PlayStation 4 design is kind of weird to me. It's supposedly a bit more powerful.
All right, I ranked up.
And able to run VR hardware because everybody's trying to do virtual reality stuff.
Oh, I got you.
So no word on the price yet either. It's probably going to be a little bit more expensive or a lot more expensive.
$450 is what people are thinking.
$450?
Yeah.
That's not too
far. When it
first
came out.
$400. That's what
I would have thought it was going to be a little bit more expensive than that. I would have thought like $5.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
But, you know, it remains to be seen because that's not official pricing. That's just speculation. I mean, Sony doesn't have anything I want to play, so I have no reason to buy a PlayStation 4. Josh just found a really good deal on that, so I'm like, you do what you need to do.
I do what I do.
Yeah, so, yeah, PS4, Neo, looks weird.
Oh, we lost Objective Edwards. Get Objective Edwards.
Metal Gear 5 Definitive Collection.
Yeah, that was, people were hoping.
That's
were
weird.
Hoping against hope that they would, you're about to die, buddy.
I mean, that's a little odd to me, but...
That you would get, like, the ending, because you didn't get a real ending. Yes, I killed somebody! About time! I feel good about myself
So
now.
What's so special about the Definitive Collection?
You get all the DLC and everything.
Okay.
And, so, I mean, if you don't own the game at all, it's not a bad thing.
Oh, yeah. Basically...
But a lot of people are disappointed because they thought you were going to get the ending that was supposed to be in the game.
Oh.
But, because that ending never got finished, which is why you didn't get it.
The ending for, 5?
5, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so this is just a special edition version of 5.
Yeah, it's like a year Game of the Year edition.
Because for some reason, in my mind, I read that and I was thinking, they're putting out another Metal Gear collection? Because all I saw was the word collection.
Yeah, no, it's just the collection of everything in 5.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, so it was just like the other Metal Gear collection that you got, but they put in 5, no. It's just a special edition of 5.
Yeah, it's just a special edition of
5. Okay, I got you.
With all the DLC, which is, again, cool if you don't have the game.
Yeah, you're...
But a lot of us who had the game was hoping that the real ending would be added in there. But the thing is, a lot of people don't understand is they didn't finish the ending. Like, they had to get the game out. And so they did.
Do people know what the ending was supposed to be?
Yeah, because it's been leaked. Because if you bought the special edition of the original release, you got like a Blu-ray that had it on there.
Oh, really?
Or you could hack the files. I couldn't remember what.
So you probably find that on YouTube or something.
Yeah, I already watched it. It's pretty cool.
Oh, is it?
But it's not finished. Like, you can tell it's not finished. It's not like they're, like, hiding anything from us.
Ah. So it was like when you were watching X-Men Origins Wolverine before they finished the VFX?
Yeah. We can go with that.
Oh, at least along those lines, but not necessarily.
I'm not getting out of this train.
You're not getting out of the train?
No, I'm safe in here.
Your fortress of solitude?
It is.
Until someone blows that shit up?
Until I shoot it, just like I did.
Mm. Yep. Okay, so next up we got Deathstroke.
So Nelson, why don't you lead this off? I'm sure you know about this too.
So Deathstroke is that been confirmed?
Yeah, it's been confirmed. We don't know what movie he's gonna be in.
Okay, so Deathstroke is supposed to be a villain in one of
Batman or Justice League.
Either Batman, one of the solo Batman Ben Affleck movies, or Justice League. I don't know which one I would prefer, in all honesty.
I think the Justice League movie's overstuffed as it is.
So probably just a Batman?
Yeah, don't pull a Suicide Squad and just put it in Batman.
Yeah, I mean, I like the character Deathstroke to some degree. He's essentially what Marvel based Deadpool off of, except with Deadpool, they kind of went...
to the funny.
Yeah, they went to the funny with
But at first, Deadpool was just like a badass, but then... that character was gaining no ground, so they started making him...
Yeah, that. They kind of made, in the comic books, they made Deadpool more insane to the point that he was self-aware.
Alright, now my map is...
So all that's right. Why you get him breaking the fourth wall all the time and making all these, all the jokes and whatnot, all right, references. My map went down. The main difference between Deadpool in the comic books and in the movie is he wasn't schizophrenic.
My
he didn't have all
reason.
The voices in his head like he does in the comic books.
Oh, we lost.
That's the main and probably only real difference.
Because he hears voices in his head.
Yes, he's Randy Orton.
They understand. They talk to him.
The casting for Deathstroke I found a little surprising. I'm kind of glad they went with him. It's Joe Manganiello. Oh shit! I thought they cast Joe Manganiello.
No, that was the rumor.
Was that the rumor?
I never heard any confirmed casting.
I thought they confirmed it, but I'm not sure now.
Because I don't even know if it's if they've actually cast the role so much as if that was just a screen test. I'm going with it was a screen test.
I mean, if they cast him, great. But I have my own opinions of what Joe Manganiello should play. And that should be Shazam.
Yeah, he's bigger than The Rock, so that could work.
Yeah. I mean, all he really has to do is shave and dye his hair, because I think he's starting to gray a little bit.
Oh, he's been graying for a while.
Yeah.
But you know what? No matter what he does, I'll always think of him as Brad from How I Met Your Mother.
I still want to see him as Macho Man Randy Savage.
That'd be cool. Hey, off-camera girl, pass me some cookies, please. Thank you.
The Entomans. The official cookie of Clash of the Nerds.
I'm not sure how I feel about this game right now.
Oh, that's not the chat that I thought that was. Stephanie messaged.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, I didn't read anything, but I was like, oh, that's not the chat I thought it was. I'm not going to read it.
She's having a hard time finding a babysitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Messaged her back, said, oh, that's cool, because Sean's not here, so. Oh, no! Fuck it! You know why I just crashed? Because of No Man's Sky and its stupid controls.
Like that?
Yeah, just tell her we'll get her. Just say that's cool. We'll get you next time. Sean's not here, so I don't want us to be drinking in front of her son.
Yeah.
But tell her if she can get a babysitter, she's still welcome to come over. Because we are filming the sequel to the very popular Drunk Mario.
Even though we haven't Super finished Mario editing Drinker. The...
That's cool. The season finale of season one, Super Mario Drinker's coming
It's going to be fantastic because I don't even know what happened in that
Nelson part. Doesn't remember any of it.
Wait, we recorded Mario while drinking?
Exactly. He has no idea. And the thing is, it's going to be worse for him tonight because we got different alcohols. More potent alcohols.
More potent than
drinking last time. Nelson was just drinking some shitty rum.
Yeah, it was not good. I didn't like it.
I feel naked without being in my train. I got to figure out, like... how to change my loadout, because I don't like this machine gun. I'd rather have, like, a single-shot rifle.
Just use the bayonet.
I'm going to try to charge somebody.
Before you do that, make sure you actually have a bayonet.
I do, because when I was running, it said I could
Okay. Charge. I was like, I don't want to give you bad advice. And like, shit, Nelson, I don't have a freaking bayonet on this gun! That'd be awful. as he's creeping and crawling.
How is that guy not dead?
But yes.
How is that guy not dead? I unloaded an entire clip in him. This is why I hate these games. See.
How's that controller treating you now that you finally got
it? The new controller's great. You guys saw it.
Use it during Madden?
Huh?
Did you use it when you were playing Madden for all of 20 minutes? Because I think it was like 20 minutes before you decided, I'm done.
Oh, I'm going back in a plane.
Oh, man. It would be cool in one of these games, but I know they would never, well, maybe not never, but it'd be a long time or very hard to get the rights for it. If you had a DLC that was the Rocketeer, so you just blew up.
It said accident.
That's weird.
But I didn't hit anything.
You hit the Rocketeer.
Actually, EA is, doing the Star Wars games. So, theoretically, Disney has the movie rights to the Rocketeer.
It'd be kind of odd to see him in Star Wars.
No, I just mean like if they do a World War II Battlefront game.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. That would be cool. But I still dig your idea of retconning him into the Marvel Universe.
Oof.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe, anyway.
Fuck.
Oh, some dude like in a building on the other side.
I like how he took two shots and killed me. I unloaded an entire clip.
Which is ridiculous.
And he shot me with a pistol from a distance.
Well, let's move on to happier things. Josh, are you excited for the Nintendo NX?
Yeah. I think that goes without saying, Ace, and that's a stupid question.
Yeah, I know.
God.
I know.
They say there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
So why did you put that question on there?
I didn't put it there, Nelson.
Then why the hell is it on the freaking docket?
Because I put it there.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to call you stupid.
Anyway, so has there been more news about the NXs? I haven't really heard much.
It's pretty much all but confirmed that it's going to be cartridge based.
Okay.
So that's cool because that goes along with it being portable.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to worry about disc skipping and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting move that they decided to go back to cartridges, but I kind of like it, seeing as how technology has changed a lot since they stopped using cartridges on their main consoles.
Yeah, cartridges can hold a shit ton now.
Oh, yeah. I can get, like, a little USB thumb drive that's... they would use that memory that in that cartridge that's... like 150 gigabytes. That's no bigger than my actual thumb. As opposed to a DVD or Blu-ray ROM that's like, what, 50 gigs, I think, if I remember correctly?
Sure, we can go with that.
Yeah, I can't remember the specs of a Blu-ray just because I haven't kept up on the specs of a Blu-ray since the war between that and HD DVD.
I will not be buying this game. This game's terrible.
I didn't think
like that guy didn't even unload. That was the gun I was using first. That guy only hit me like a couple times, and I died.
No bueno.
What the fuck is going on, man?
Go back into the plane.
No, there are no planes available.
Oh, really?
I want to get in my train.
Maybe you need an automobile.
It didn't work that good for me last time I tried that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This game.
Can I call you John Candy?
Huh?
Can I call you John Candy?
No. You cannot call me John Candy. Why would the fuck... Oh, Planet Chain is on. Just got that. This is just like... I don't know. I'm more
just charge people. That's all you can do now.
I know.
Because, all you can do now is charge someone and kill them with your bayonet, and you'll know that you pissed them off for a minute.
We are losing objective Freddy. Shut up, woman.
All right, so Battlefield 1 DDoSed.
Yeah, I got DDoSed. Oh, fuck.
That happened this week?
Yeah, this happened this past week.
Anybody take onus on that one?
They did.
They say why, or just typical, we're being dicks?
We're being dicks.
Okay. Yep, no reason to really talk more about that. It's...
Yeah, because as per our thing, we never say who did it, because we're not giving them the credit they want.
Yeah, you know, I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get why people have to do stuff like that. It's like the dark underbelly of the internet is just... They're just bored, I guess. I don't know.
They are. They just do things because they're assholes.
Yeah. Moving on. Because I have nothing to add to that. I really don't.
All right, time to hop on a horse. Let's see how this fares.
Yeah! Run them down!
How do I...
I'm sorry, they say objective butter?
Yep. I'm pretty sure B's supposed to be Bravo, but whatever game. Maybe it's different for the Brits.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't their military alphabet different?
I don't know. It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, but I really don't know for sure. I can barely remember the American military alphabet.
Z should always be Zanzibar.
What is it for? Is it Zanzibar for us? Can't remember.
No, it's not. It's Zulu.
Is it Zulu?
Yeah. Okay. Someone's shooting at my horse.
I always enjoyed Foxtrot.
Being on a horse is not that great.
You know, it's funny. When I was doing tech support, I only had to use the...
Yes! I took his life by running his ass over.
There you go. Roadkill. I only had to use the military alphabet once to spell something out for somebody. And I definitely had a chart next to my monitor.
I don't know any of it.
It's like Alpha, Bravo, Charlie.
A is asshole. B is Delta. Bitch. C is cunt. D is dick. E is...
Echo. Foxtrot. What was G?
How did he not get run over?
That's a lot of work.
I'm surprised I remembered up to
F. The fuck, man? This game is dumb. This game is a whole lot of dumb. Because literally, like, I was trying to run them down, and I would just move them to the side.
Okay, this on the...
So 1 to 10, you're giving it a dumb.
I'm giving it a fucking negative 20. What the fuck is this?
Alright, I don't know what this next thing on the docket is. Ayman Assan disses Kevin Owens' son for being excited.
Yeah, some dickhead from ESPN was making fun of Kevin Owens' son for being excited for his dad winning the Universal title.
Why would you... That didn't even make any sense.
He was like, oh, wait till he tells him it's fake, blah, blah, blah. I was like, hey, dickhead, shut the fuck up. Just people are assholes, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he was just being a dick on Twitter and trolling people. The best thing that came out of that, though, a lot of people started tweeting at Jonathan Coachman.
Yeah.
You know, because he used to work for the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
And Coach finally responded and was like, enough with the tweets, it's being handled internally. So I'm hoping somebody at ESPN was like, dipshit, shut the fuck up. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
Because, A, Sean right now is straddling that line. He kind of thinks... He's
starting to suspect.
He's starting to suspect that it's fake. Well, not fake, scripted.
Because you
can't fake falling off a cage.
The fact that Sean is starting to suspect something, he's suspecting stuff way earlier than I did.
Yeah.
Because I honestly... I thought it was real way longer than he did.
I think I was like 10 when I was suspecting it.
I was suspecting it like around 11. Yeah, I didn't really
start. When did the whole wrestling era start? Where it became real popular, like WWE?
When it became really popular, I mean, was the most late recent. 70s, early 80s.
So yeah. That would be, if it was early 80s, that would be why you probably didn't suspect.
See, I didn't watch it in the 80s.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I watched it in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm?
What?
Well, I'm just thinking that now more people like talk about it not being real, or, you know what I mean?
I mean,
when I was younger, I didn't hear about it so much.
I mean, there's always been that segment of society that's like, oh, you know it's fake, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, as a kid, I was like, oh, you're playing to the cartwheel, and it's doing a spin-a-rooney.
Yep.
There you go, Booker T.
Jesus.
I'm
so glad I tried this open beta and not listened to Quiche and just bought it blindly.
Oh.
Like I did, fucking stupid ass.
Oh.
No Man's Sky.
Oh. You would have been so angry if you bought this.
I know, because I don't think there's any getting used to this game.
Because it has weird-ass controls and...
Weird-ass controls for the flight, but also... Oh, God, I do not like flying with this right stick.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, I don't like this game at all.
At least that
crashes. And for you viewers, it's not because I suck. I can enjoy a game and suck at it. I don't like this experience. Like, actually playing... Everyone's like, oh, you do World War II. That sounds cool. It sounds cool in theory, not in execution.
Yeah.
The game is not fun at all.
Yeah, kind of like Battleborn. Battleborn, on paper, I should have enjoyed, but I didn't.
Battleborn was not fun at all either. God bless you, game developers, for these open betas. You're saving me lots of money. Because this was almost part of my pre-order, Nelson, when I went on that pre-order.
Oh, when you went on that shopping spree? Yeah, you got better games for it anyway. But, yeah, I mean, I... Oh, that dude's death in front of you was kind of cool. But, yeah.
Like, oh, no!
Oh! Apparently that guy
they snuck behind us.
Yeah, apparently the guy that died in front of you was on your side, so I couldn't tell.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna be one of those guys. I'm quitting out. I'm not even playing this anymore. It's not fun. We'll just talk with the game going on in the background. I'm not having any fun.
Well, I mean, we're almost at the end of our docket anyway.
Well, I know, but we've only been gone for like 30 minutes. By the way, check in on Stephanie.
On your phone or my phone?
It doesn't matter.
Well, I have a non-gamer question.
Okay.
So when you're playing beta games, is that something that's like a free sample for so many minutes, or do you rent it?
No, beta is basically, an open beta is the developers, they throw out, mostly it's only multiplayer. Every once in a while you get a beta for a single player experience. Yeah. But it's basically, they want to see how the game plays and how it handles the servers.
It's essentially a sample. It's the working copy of the game, but with a lot of things disabled, you only get a small segment of it.
Yeah.
Like this, you get probably one or two maps.
Okay, so it's just one like or two a single guns. Demo.
Yeah.
We're just going to have this in the background. My question is, I'm a pretty big history buff. And unless most of this game takes place, and there wasn't much battles in Africa, I'm trying to figure out why the cover guy is a black guy. Just because...
For World War One?
Yeah. If it was like World War One, you can like, okay, the African Front, or there were...
I thought this was World War One.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, for World War Two, you can like, the African Front, or there were all African-American platoons in World War Two.
Like the Tuskegee Airmen and all.
Yeah. I'm not sure how much... Because it's not mentioned much in history. How much they allow black men to serve in World War One. That's my only thing. It's like, I see that guy on the cover, and I've got no problem with the black guy on the cover. I'm just thinking, how historically accurate is this?
Well, I mean, you were playing, what, as the British?
I was playing as the British there. From what I understand for the game when you buy it, is you play as the Americans, the Brits, the Germans, and the Austrians for those campaigns.
Okay.
So again... None of those four countries are employing a lot of black men on their side. And get this shit. So the DLC, you have to buy the DLC to get the Russians. And another DLC a pack to get the French.
They're just nickel and diming the hell out of people. Wow.
EA and DICE are so bad at this. That's what they did with Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh, yeah.
You got this bare bones game. And it's like, oh, you want the complete game? Another $60.
Jeez.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, I just, like, with Battlefront, I'm just not super big on a whole lot of first-person shooters, so I just really couldn't get down.
But you know what? I'm going to steer back to the WWE thing, because I didn't really get to talk about it, because I was too busy playing this piece of garbage. That's my review on Battlefield 1. It's a piece of trash.
It stinks.
Yeah, thank you, the critic. But yeah, my biggest problem with this ESPN guy, Amin El Hassan, whatever. I don't even care if I pronounce the name right. It's like, A, it doesn't even matter if the kid knows it's real or not. It doesn't even matter. It's an 8-year-old boy. His dad just won the WWE Championship.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal because when you win those titles, it doesn't matter if it's a scripted sport or not. It's the boss, the guy who owns the company, saying to you, I think you are one of our top guys. I'm giving you this title and making you the top guy. Let's see what you can do with the company.
Yeah.
So, I mean, either way, it's a big deal. It's basically like being named like a junior vice president of a company, kind of thing like that. It's like getting a huge promotion. It's like if this dickhead got put on like Primetime Sports Center.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, that's the same equivalent. You're getting the big job. And the company's getting behind you saying, hey, we believe in you. We believe you can take this company to new heights, sell tickets, sell shirts, sell toys, do all this other stuff. So, I mean, his son could know it's completely and utterly fake. Doesn't change, like, how happy he is for his dad. Just like Finn Balor's parents.
Yeah.
Finn's our age, so odds are his parents are in their 60s, 70s maybe.
Yeah.
He flew them in from Ireland for SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he knew if he was going to win the title when he flew them in. But he got to put in the main event, which is, again, even being put in the main event, whether you win the belt or not, is the company saying, we think you're going to attract buyers to this pay-per-view.
It's like a promotion.
Yeah, exactly.
And so Finn flew, and his parents were extremely proud of him, so this dill hole wanted to say, oh, someone tell Finn's parents it's fake. No, it's the company saying, it's almost like an award ceremony. It's like winning an Oscar.
Yeah, it's things it, like that. Yeah, it's like it's employee peers, of the month,
yeah.
Essentially.
No, it's bigger than employee of the month. Yeah, I would say for a wrestler, it's on par with winning an Oscar.
Okay.
It's basically your peers, your bosses saying, hey, we think you're the best guy right now. So, I mean, it's a proud moment regardless of what you think of the sport. It's just like any big award or achievement you get in life. It's a proud moment. I mean, your parents are proud of you. Your kids are proud of you. It's like winning Stripper of the Year down at the Hustler Club.
Random? All right.
Everybody's
that's
proud.
Life goals.
Even your dad, the one who gave you the issues. That made you strip. Because we all know you ain't doing it for the college money. Because you ain't going to college.
That's terrible.
I've talked to enough strippers to know they ain't enrolled in college. Probably didn't even finish high school.
Talked to, right, but do you know how much money they make?
Oh, they make good money. Good ones. But they're not smart. They're not trying to go to college.
Some of them I know.
No, they're not. They're lying to you. Mm. How many strippers do you know? Well, you live in Maryland, so half that state.
I don't really know what that's supposed to mean, but...
Half the state are rednecks. The other half are strippers. Goodness. The other half are gangbangers. It's three halves there.
Three halves.
That's how terrible Maryland is.
Wow.
Three halves of shit.
Observation there.
Oh, goodness.
Needless to say, I don't care if people from Maryland watch our show.
Ouch.
I don't. In fact, I'd rather have zero views than get one view from someone in Maryland.
Thanks for jinxing us and sending us down a spinning spiral.
That's not very humble, Josh.
That's all right.
Have you met him?
I will burn this place to the ground and our YouTube channel if I found out one person from Maryland is getting enjoyment out of my entertainment.
It is.
Probably.
Anyway.
Edit that out.
No, keep that in. Just keep it in. And superimpose the Maryland flag waving behind me.
I'm going to start posting stuff on your page from Maryland.
And show the... I want you to find the highlight from when the Yankees beat the Orioles in the playoffs. When that little kid
so bitter.
Reached out over the fence to rob Brady Anderson of the final out, which would have won the series for the Orioles. People from Baltimore don't forget that. And then I want you to show the moving trucks of the Colts leaving Baltimore.
I'm not doing any of that because I'm lazy.
Indianapolis.
You're being really harsh.
I am. So, I hate Maryland.
Do you forget
so
who
much.
I am over here? Like,
such an hate.
I hate Maryland so much. I don't know why I hate that state. I just
it makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. I think it's my disdain for the Orioles and the Ravens and all of their fans.
A
bunch of orange Watch and it. Purple camo wearing. What's that beer called? That you Marylanders
Natty
drink?
Though.
Yeah, that stuff is terrible. It is gross. Your little one-eyed beer, Maryland, So terrible. Where's that Old Dominion? You got that Old Dominion? Look at this. It's a real beer. Old Dominion Brewery. Virginia. Virginia, Nelson. Come on. Virginia. Wolfpack.
It's Vader time.
Yep.
last on the docket, if I remember seeing it, was The Evolution of Punk.
Yeah, The Evolution of CM Punk on the UFC YouTube channel is fantastic.
Yeah.
If you like wrestling, if you like CM Punk, if you like UFC, you know, and you like really ugly rescue dogs, we've got a show for you.
It's a quadfecta.
Yeah. That dog is so adorable. CM Punk's dog is one of the ugliest things I've ever seen.
I like the part where got him to the new apartment and he literally started running.
12 foot trail of piss. And not like a little piddle like Shelly's dog used to do, Chloe. But just like piss for like 12 feet.
And he was serpentining too. That was hilarious.
Did you see the newest episode that took place around Christmas?
Episode 3 out already?
Yeah.
Where
they got the dog a present. It was hilarious. That dog is so ugly. It's adorable. I like how I put that on the docket. All I'm talking about is that ugly ass dog.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new episode yet. I didn't know it was out. I was actually looking for it earlier, but I didn't see it.
It was just, I'm not even,
I didn't look for it on YouTube, though.
I'm not even subscribed to the UFC channel on YouTube, and it was like right there, like on my homepage.
Yeah, I wasn't looking on YouTube. I was looking on something else.
It's very good. Check it out, because it's pretty good about training. And I like this one section. And this is where we're going to try to get on Punk's good side. This whole section of, I think episode 3 maybe, where they're just showing YouTube videos and sports anchors just talking shit about Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Saying how he's a fraud, he's going to get his ass kicked. Paul. No, Phil. Sorry. That's Triple H. Phil. Look at him. Now look at me. Look at her, but she's off camera. Look at me. Now look at him. Now look back at me.
Hear my voice and understand his face.
We believe in you, Phil. We know you're going to beat that little punk ass who called you out. We believe.
I don't even know that guy's name.
No, but we know CM Punk. We got the shirts. Should have worn them tonight because I've got like three.
I have three.
Yeah, you've got three. One I gave you, actually. I should have four, but I got it.
You kept buying the ones I wanted before I got
like, I like this one, but this ain't me. Nelson, you want this shirt?
Yes, right. I do.
So...
Of course, you got the I Dig Crazy Chicks t-shirt that I wanted. But.
My track record proves...
That's very true.
That is...
It's more shirt. Fitting for you it than is. It is for me.
I have a terrible track record.
He does.
Need to reassess myself.
No, you're right. You're fine. You're fine, because you're not crazy.
Not yet. We don't know that yet.
I am from Maryland.
That is true.
Oh,
maybe I'm crazy now. But, no, the CM Punk thing is really good. And when is this fight? Is it
203?
So that's the next one?
I'm pretty
one?
Sure it's the next one, yeah.
So the last one was 202.
Yep.
I hate that they do numbers. I wish they gave them names. It's easier to figure. It's easier like, oh, that's the next one.
I mean, that's what they've done for freaking ever.
Because, 200 was Brock. Now, are you sure we're at... I think we got one more, because wasn't 201 McGregor?
Yeah, but we just had...
Oh, was
Barnett,
there one after that?
Yeah, we had Barnett versus some guy. I don't remember his name.
Okay, so maybe it is the next one.
Because I just saw it on...
We're going to have to go out to a bar to get that, because I ain't paying the $80 for freaking UFC.
Outside
of that, where I'm going to YouTube, I don't want to do it. So, Punk, we will be at Buffalo Wild Wings property. Maybe we'll go back to the Ale House.
Then we'll have UFC 204.
Maybe.
Freaking Josh versus...
That dude does not have the balls. He just mean mugs me all the time. Just, I'm bitter.
That doesn't mean I can't imagine a freaking F5 or a belly-to-belly through one of those hard-ass
dude,
tables.
Dude, no. Sloppy Fat has gotten so sloppy and fat, there's no way I could F5 him now.
You better start up on your deadlifts, then.
Maybe.
Get hype, bro!
Maybe.
Get hype, bro!
Maybe in honor of CM Punk, I'll give him the go-to-sleep.
Well, you're still going to need to work on your deadlifts. Yeah. You got to get them up on your shoulders.
By the way, how awesome... Now, it's not a very practical move, but how awesome would it be if somehow CM Punk gave that dude the go-to-sleep in UFC?
It's not practical at all. That would... Like, if he's not careful with that, he would get reversed so badly.
Maybe the Dean just somehow get the dude up in the air and knee him in the face so hard that we can just call it the GTS.
It's probably just going to have to be a knee to the face. Like a surprise knee to the face.
It'd be great if you got him in the corner and ran his knee to his face like in wrestling was doing in the corner.
That
she is so bored off camera. And she's like, these motherfuckers are talking about wrestling and UFC. I'm a girl, goddammit. I don't even know this stuff.
I'm listening.
You're listening, but you're like probably thinking about shopping list right
you
now.
You need to take notes. The report's due next week.
All
right. You might want to rewatch this. Not even drunk yet either. I cannot wait to start doing the drunk filming. Stephanie said 9:30. It's almost 9 now, so Stephanie, we're calling you out. You better be here for Drunk Mario.
Oh no, she's already commenting on it. Video's on the freaking page. Corey!
Damn, is that what you've been doing over that corner?
That's what she's been doing!
Wait, what? No, I didn't do that.
Uh-huh.
I just made a comment. Uh-huh. That's it.
Talking shit already.
Let's see.
It was giving you love.
That's some passive-aggressive love.
Jesus. So bitter. What is this?
Directed at you.
Marilyn loves you. I don't love it. Marilyn. I think it's because Marilyn turned its back on Virginia during the Civil War. Bastards.
That has nothing to do with me.
You live in that state. Turncoat state. You in West Virginia. Turncoats. And Kentucky.
That's not right.
So we had quitters in the war, Nelson.
I was like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, wait a minute. What did he say? Civil War? Oh. Okay.
Nelson's just like, I don't understand that. My people.
No, I wasn't paying attention. Oh, we weren't even
My people were over in California building the railroad.
That's wrong. Holding a grudge against me.
I didn't hold against you, just your state.
But I represent my state.
And everybody who lives there.
Really? Really?
Virginia Beach is better than Ocean City. Richmond is better than Baltimore, which is why we'll be at the Richmond Comic Con next weekend. Wizard World, Richmond Comic Con. Even you're going to that,
yeah.
And you skipped the Baltimore Comic Con, so even you are proving
you.
That Richmond and Virginia
yeah. you missed out.
Better.
You missed out on Hordor.
We need all our Maryland peeps to show up in Virginia.
You know what you missed out at Baltimore? You missed out on Hordor. You missed out on Agent Carter.
But know who you're not going to miss
you missed out
on in
Rudy.
Richmond? Because it's better. AJ Styles, the phenomenal one. The Lunatic Fringe and WWE Champion, Dean Ambrose.
James O'Barr, writer and artist for The Crow.
And Becky Lynch.
Bob Camp. I forgot what he did for Ren and Stimpy. I think he was just the main animator, right?
It doesn't matter. I just named off AJ Styles, Becky Lynch, and Dean Ambrose. That's all you need. Oh, and your boy, Tommy the Green Ranger.
I was getting to that. Tommy, the Green Ranger.
Nelson's Bay.
Whatever, I don't
care. It's the only time I've ever used that word is in reference to the Green Ranger for Nelson.
I don't care. Josh talks a lot, and I just
Nelson
let him talk.
Loves you, Tommy. He wants to party with you.
Oh, what a party with you, Neil!
See?
What a party with you!
He loves him so much. He's got that helmet in his room and the Dragonzord. And we know what would happen if there was a fire in this house, Nelson. You'd save that Dragon's Orb first.
I would put the fucking fire out. There's too much stuff in my room.
There's too much to carry, Nelson. You gotta go. I will die with all my things.
I will put this fire out with my mind as I die in flames.
And that's when I bury Nelson with all of his things melted to him in the backyard.
You know, I'm actually fine with that, surprisingly.
What is dead may never die.
What is dead may never die.
And what do we say to the god of death?
Oh, you again?
Nope. Say good night, Canada.
Good night, Canada.
Oh.